Thorn Key's debt to society, the silent accountant Alistair Vex, Kael's second-in-command, navigated the narrow alleys of ashen roads with a practiced ease. The city's perpetual twilight suited him, hiding his lean frame and sharp features from prying eyes. His was a life of subtle correction, where precision was key and spectacle a luxury. He stopped in front of a dilapidated building, its entrance marked by the Black Rose emblem. Alistair hesitated, sensing the weight of his presence before pushing open the creaky door. The air inside reeked of decay and desperation. Candles cast flickering shadows on walls, illuminating the squalid faces of Thorn Key's debtors. Alistair recognized a few from previous visits: Marcellus, a failed merchant whose debts had accumulated like unpaid taxes; Ilara, a young woman sold into bondage to repay her family's transgressions. He noted their names, though he knew the details would be irrelevant once the tally was settled. At the far end of the room, a hooded figure sat at a rickety desk, surrounded by stacks of dusty ledgers and worn parchments. The curator's gloved hand moved with deliberate slowness, recording each account in neat script. Alistair approached, his footsteps echoing through the silence. "Vex," the curator said without looking up, "your presence is timely. I have your report." Alistair handed over a worn leather folder containing details of their order's latest interventions: a merchant family's embezzlement, a Nightforge guild's clandestine dealings, and a minor Thalos sect's corruption of a local priest. The curator nodded, her face still hidden. Thorn Key's debt to society was calculated in blood, literally, in the ledger-lined book that seemed to weigh upon the room. Each correction took a toll on those who carried them out: fatigue, memories lost, and in severe cases, life itself. Alistair felt the strain himself, his eyesight beginning to blur as he watched the curator's hands move. The debt, however, was a measure of the world's darkness, not their own. Kael Varn had once said it was better to be a silent accountant, tallying the unspoken judgments that kept balance in the city's twisted dance. Alistair wondered if his master still walked among them, guiding hands and whispering corrections into the ears of kings. The curator finished recording the final entry and handed Alistair a new folder, its contents shrouded by the same worn leather as before. "These are for you to settle, Vex." Discreetly, Alistair tucked the folder away, his eyes drifting to Ilara, who watched him with an unspoken plea. He remembered the look from past visits, a mix of hope and desperation, as if each tally brought her closer to freedom. He turned back to the curator. "How much does it cost this time?" Alistair's vision wavered as he took the folder, his head spinning with calculations of debt and balance. In that moment, he knew what had to be done. The curator's gloved hand extended a new folder, its leather cover embossed with an unfamiliar emblem, a snake coiled around a silver dagger. Alistair recognized neither crest nor sigil, which was unusual for this late hour. He accepted the file, his fingers brushing against the worn parchment within. As he tucked the folder into his belt, Marcellus shifted in his seat, drawing attention from the others. His eyes pleaded with Alistair to intervene on his behalf. The weight of those pleas settled upon him like a shroud, heavy as the ledger's secrets. Alistair pushed back, his vision blurring further. He focused instead on the curator's still face. "The cost?" he repeated. "3 days," she said, her voice steady as stone. "For you and your team." The hood's shadow made her features indistinguishable from the darkness surrounding them. Alistair swallowed, knowing that would require Kael's blessing. His master had a network of favors and debts, but extending this far would be reckless. Marcellus's face contorted in desperation, drawing Ilara's gaze to his, both pleading for Alistair to consider their situation. He felt the pressure building, the ledger's unbalanced columns exerting a weight upon him. Outside, the night air seeped into the room, heavy with the stench of overripe garbage and forgotten lives. The hooded figure pushed back from its desk, revealing a narrow path through the crowded room. Alistair navigated it, leaving Marcellus's outstretched hand behind, as the weight of their debt threatened to consume him. he recognized some of the other faces in the crowd, the merchant, Amaranth, Lyra, a former thief whose own ledger was growing by the day. Their eyes followed him, holding the same silent hope that he'd find a solution to free them from this cycle. As Alistair reached the entrance, Ilara caught up with him, her voice barely audible above the hum of desperation within the room. "Please, Bex, don't leave me here." The words were laced with a faint promise, like the whispered vow of redemption that had driven Alistair to this life. Alistair's boots echoed through the deserted alleyways as he led Ilara out of the Black Rose's hideout, the weight of their debt a palpable force between them. He slowed his pace to allow her to keep up, her eyes fixed on his with an unnerving intensity. "Where are we going?" she asked, her voice barely audible over the night sounds. "The Night Watch barracks," he replied, his gaze scanning the rooftops for any sign of unwanted attention. "Kale's office is there. I need to speak with him." Ilara nodded, a thread of hope weaving into her features as if the prospect of escaping her predicament was within reach. He couldn't afford to let that hope grow, not yet, not until he'd found out what lay hidden in the folder with the unfamiliar emblem. At the Night Watch barracks, Alistair navigated the labyrinthine corridors without pause, his presence familiar enough to earn only a few nods of acknowledgement from the watchmen stationed at key intersections. The door to Kale's office hung slightly ajar. Alistair pushed it open, revealing a dimly lit room filled with an assortment of books and strange artifacts. The Master of the Black Rose Order sat behind his desk, his back to the window as he stared into the darkness beyond the glass. The moon cast an eerie glow over his features, illuminating lines etched across his face like the scars on the city's walls. "Alistair," Kale said without looking up, "I've been expecting you." Alistair halted at the threshold, a mixture of wariness and deference warring within him. He handed Kale the folder with the unfamiliar emblem, a sense of foreboding settling like a shroud over his shoulders. "What is this?" Kale's voice was low, detached, as he opened the folder to examine its contents. The curator's warning echoed in Alistair's mind, 3 days. "For you and your team." He knew that meant they'd need to intervene on behalf of Marcellus, the young woman sold into bondage, and possibly others hidden within the ledger's unseen columns. The Black Rose Order operated by a different set of rules, one where every decision weighed upon their collective debt to society. Kale's face reflected the same calculations running through Alistair's mind as he took the folder from his master. For an instant, their gazes met, and in that moment, Alistair thought he saw a flicker of doubt within the depths of Kale's eyes, but it was gone before he could grasp its meaning. "We need to speak with Amaranth," Kale said finally, "and Lyra. Their debts are complicated." His gaze drifted back to the document in his hand, a small frown creasing his forehead. Kale's words dripped with a controlled urgency, each syllable a reminder of the weight they bore together. Alistair nodded, already thinking ahead to the conversations that lay ahead, knowing Amaranth would demand compensation and more than just gold or influence. "I'll speak with them immediately," he said, his voice steady despite the turmoil brewing within. As he turned to leave, a faint noise caught Kale's attention, a soft scratching from the corner of the room where Ilara stood frozen by the bookshelf, her eyes fixed on an old tome bound in black leather. Alistair followed his master's gaze, noticing for the first time the intricate markings etched into the book's spine. He recognized the symbol, that of the Silver Hand, a family thought to be all but extinct. "Amaranth's debt is tied to the Silver Hands," Kale said, his voice a low murmur as he returned to the matter at hand. "It seems we've stirred up an old rival." Alistair's grip on the hilt of his dagger tightened, anticipating the threads of conflict that were beginning to weave through their lives. He turned back to Ilara, finding her still transfixed by the book, her face bathed in the dim light filtering from the window. "It seems you have a taste for knowledge," he said, trying to hide his concern. Her eyes flickered towards him, a mixture of curiosity and unease reflected in their depths. "Perhaps we should leave that particular volume alone," Kale's voice interrupted, though Alistair sensed his master's true focus lay elsewhere, with the ledger and the debt they'd soon have to settle. He nodded, understanding the unspoken warning, and ushered Ilara out of the room before turning back to Kale. The streets were growing busier now, the night watchman on duty casting skeptical glances towards Alistair as he navigated the crowded alleys with his companions in tow. Their destination was a seedy tavern at the city's edge, where Amaranth held court among a motley assortment of traders and thieves. As they descended into the dimly lit tavern, the air thick with smoke and sweat, Alistair spotted Amaranth at the bar, surrounded by several burly men who eyed him warily. The merchant caught sight of Alistair and smiled, his eyes glinting in the flickering torchlight. "Ah, Vex," Amaranth said, his voice rising above the murmur of the crowd. "I was starting to think you'd forgotten about our little arrangement." Alistair's instincts bristled at the implication, but he pushed forward, his focus on extracting a solution to their collective debt before time ran out. As Alistair navigated the crowded tavern, Amaranth's eyes followed him with an unnerving intensity. The air was heavy with a scent of cheap ale and desperation, the patrons a mix of hopefuls and opportunists seeking to escape their own debts. Alistair's hand rested on the hilt of his dagger, his mind racing with the various ways Amaranth could turn this conversation into a trap. "What do you need?" Alistair asked, his tone curt, as he slid onto the stool beside the merchant. Ilara stood behind him, her presence drawing curious glances from the other patrons. Amaranth leaned in, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. "I need something more than gold or influence this time, Vex. My daughter's been taken by the red vipers. They're asking for an exchange." Alistair's gut tightened at the mention of the notorious gang. Their debt to society was already racking up. He glanced at Lyra, who stood at the edge of the room, her eyes fixed on him with a silent plea. Amaranth continued, "I'll settle our ledger in full if you can secure my daughter's release." Alistair's mind whirled with the implications another debt to add to their growing list. He thought back to the folder with the unfamiliar emblem and the mention of the Silverhand family, a rival that had been all but exterminated centuries ago. The Night Watch might be able to help. They'd dealt with the Red Vipers before. His decision made, he stood up, his eyes meeting Amaranth's. "I'll speak with the Night Watch. See what we can do." The streets beyond the tavern were narrow and winding, lit by flickering torches that cast eerie shadows on the walls as Alistair led Ilara and Lyra through the crowded alleys towards the Night Watch barracks. The cool night air offered a respite from the stifling heat within the tavern, but his mind remained weighted with the burden of their growing debt to society. As they walked, the sounds of the city receded into the background, replaced by the soft murmur of whispered conversations and the scrape of steel on stone that announced their arrival at the Night Watch headquarters. Alistair ushered Ilara and Lyra through the gates, past the watchman stationed outside, who nodded in recognition but made no move to stop them. Inside, the dimly lit corridors seemed to stretch on forever, the air thick with the scent of old parchment and dust. They navigated the labyrinthine passages until they reached a small chamber where a single candle flickered on the desk, casting eerie shadows on the walls. Seated in the chair opposite, Amaranth's ledger lay open on the desk, the pages dog-eared and worn from frequent consultation. Kale's face turned up from the pages as Alistair entered, his eyes locked onto the ledger before shifting to his master's expression. "We need to speak with Valther," Kale said, his voice low and detached, as if discussing a business transaction rather than the lives they were about to manipulate. Ilara took a seat beside Lyra on the couch against the wall, her gaze drifting back to the pages of Amaranth's ledger as she leaned in closer. Alistair's eyes flickered towards Kale, his mind racing with the implications of their combined debts. The Silverhand family was long thought extinct. If they were involved, things would only grow more complicated. He shifted his attention back to Kale, who stood up from the desk, the leather-bound ledger still clutched in his hand. "We need to tread carefully," Kale said, his voice steady as he motioned for Alistair to follow him out of the chamber. The air outside was alive with the city's energy, torches flickering on street corners, watchmen patrolling the streets, and the distant thud of hammering metal from the blacksmith's quarter. As they navigated the crowded alleys, Alistair's thoughts swirled around the Silverhand family, what lay at the heart of their involvement. Had Amarantha knowingly stepped into a centuries-old conflict? He quickened his pace to keep up with Kale, who led him towards the city's oldest quarter, where the Red Vipers were said to have a stronghold. Their destination loomed ahead, a crumbling tower, its stone facade weathered by time and neglect. Kale pushed open the creaking door, and Alistair followed him into the darkness within, his hand on the hilt of his dagger as they stepped into the unknown. The air inside the tower was heavy with the scent of decay and dampness, cobwebs clinging to the stone walls as they descended into the depths of the Red Viper's stronghold. Kale led the way, his footsteps echoing off the cold stone, while Alistair followed closely behind, his senses on high alert for any sign of danger. Lyra trailed behind him, her eyes scanning their surroundings with a mix of fascination and trepidation. They reached the bottom of the stairs, where a dimly lit corridor stretched out before them, lined with doors that seemed to lead into narrow cells or chambers. Kale pushed open the first door on the left, revealing a small, cramped space with stone walls adorned with crude frescoes depicting scenes of violence and suffering. A figure slumped against the wall, its features obscured by shadows. "Alistair, I think we have what you came for," Kale said, his voice low and detached. Amaranth's daughter sat up, her eyes snapping into focus as she took in their presence. She was a petite thing, with dark hair and piercing green eyes that seemed to gleam with a mixture of fear and defiance. "Please," she said, her voice trembling, "you have to get me out of here. They'll kill me if they find out I'm not one of them." Alistair's instincts recoiled at the desperation in her voice, but he steeled himself for what lay ahead. He glanced at Kale, who nodded almost imperceptibly before turning back to Amaranth's daughter. "Who's your father?" Alistair asked, his tone firm but gentle, as he crouched beside her on the cold stone floor. The girl's eyes darted towards Kale before focusing back on Alistair, a flash of fear crossing her face. "Amaranth," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the distant thud of hammering from above. "He's in deep with them. He thinks it's just business, but they'll never let him go." Alistair's grip on his dagger tightened, a cold anger rising within him as he processed the weight of Amaranth's involvement. The sound of footsteps echoed through the corridor outside, growing louder by the second. Kale stood up, his eyes locked onto the door, while Alistair gently took Amaranth's daughter's hand in his. "We'll get you out of here," he promised, trying to infuse his voice with reassurance. The girl's grip tightened around his fingers as the footsteps halted outside the door, a cold, mirthless chuckle echoing through the corridor before it swung open. A figure loomed in the doorway, its features illuminated by the faint glow of torches from above. It was a man with skin like burnished leather and eyes that seemed to absorb light, his presence radiating an aura of quiet menace. "Ah, Vex," he said, his voice dripping with malice, "I see you're getting cozy with our little guest." The air in the cramped cell seemed to thicken as Vex's gaze locked onto Alistair, his eyes narrowing into slits. "You're a hard man to find," he said, his voice dripping with malevolent intent. Kale stepped forward, his hand on the hilt of his sword, but Alistair stayed him with a touch on his arm. Vex's attention remained fixed on him, his gaze crawling over Alistair's face like a cold draft. "What do you want, Vex?" Alistair asked, his voice firm despite the creeping sense of unease that had taken up residence in his gut. Vex chuckled again, the sound like the rustling of dry leaves. "Oh, I think we've discussed this enough," he said, his eyes flicking to Kale before returning to Alistair. "You want to play with the Highborn, but you know as well as I do that those games are played with blood and steel." Vex's gaze returned to Amaranth's daughter, who trembled against Alistair's side. Alistair's grip on her hand tightened, a promise of protection he wasn't sure he could keep. "We mean no harm," he said, his voice steady, though his mind was racing with the implications of Amaranth's involvement with the Red Vipers. Vex's smile grew, revealing crooked teeth that seemed to gleam in the dim light. "Ah, But you do, he said, his voice dripping with venom. You want something from Amaranth, and I have no doubt it'll cost him dearly. He took a step forward, his eyes glinting with an unholy light. Kael shifted, his hand tightening on the hilt of his sword, but Alistair stayed him once more. This was a dance of words, and he needed to tread carefully if they were to get out of this alive. What do you want from us? Alistair asked again, his voice steady despite the turmoil brewing inside him. Vex chuckled once more, the sound sending a shiver down Alistair's spine. Oh, I think it's time we played our hand, he said, his eyes glinting with a light that seemed to hold a thousand unsavory secrets. The air in the cell seemed to thicken, heavy with unspoken threats and unseen dangers. Vex's gaze flicked between Alistair and Kael before settling on Amaranth's daughter once more. I think it's time we let her go, he said, his voice dripping with malice. For a price, of course.